and you're on In Your Face here at 3CR with James. That was the world radio premiere of Possible Prince X, teaming up again with Mustafa Basile and I Won't Break. And we do have Possible Prince X on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, there we are. We're here.
We're here. Yeah. That's a great track with Mustafa. And you've teamed up with them again. Tell us about what that one's all about, because once again, you've segued into a new sound.
Absolutely. So that song is really all about what it's like to go through a personal struggle. You know, you're dealing with something on a really personal level, and then the world around you is also sort of falling apart, and how to not get knocked off your own path when you're trying to navigate the same ups and downs as everyone else. And after doing the remix with Mustafa on Too Hot, he actually asked me if he could do this one, because I think he just related to it and really liked it so much. So it was quite a gift to have someone come back to me and say, hey, if you're getting that one remixed, can I do it?
Yeah, and it kind of starts off almost like a ballad, doesn't it? And then you just ease into it. And I love those lyrics towards the end, which once again are kind of like the skanky dance floor sounds, you know?
Yeah. When I did the original, I wanted it to feel like, you know, we're just at the club, but then slowly over time, the apocalypse is just starting to come about. And by the end of the song, everything, you know, I envision that the world is sort of burning around you, and yet you're sort of in this trance, in this haze of the feeling of the song, and sort of trying to fight it through the music. And what was quite fun about the track itself and doing the remix was the original did get quite dark. And there is a lyric at the end, there's sort of a shattering of glass, and I finish the song by saying, we lost. The idea being that realistically, if the apocalypse is coming, we're probably, you know, it's probably a little stronger than us. But I liked that in the remix, we actually omitted that line. So it leaves it a little bit more open, there's a little bit more hopefulness to it. It's got that little, slightly more upbeat thing. And I like being able to present both scenarios. Here's one that, you know, we're fighting, and that doesn't mean you always win, but then other times it's like, you know what, keep on fighting, because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Now tell us a little bit about the motivation for going so dark.
Well, it was actually written a few years ago, and like I think we were still going through a lot of, you know, the lockdowns and life in the world, and everything has been going on in the last few years, obviously, not all roses. And I was going through, I don't know how heavy you want to get on the show, but I was going through eating disorder recovery, which I have spoken about publicly before. And it's a very complicated thing to go through. And I was just sort of starting to get to a point where I felt, you know, that I was getting my life back. And then, of course, the world and things in the world just kept hitting. And so that feeling of trying to stay on my path and continue my healing, while also everyone else around me and just society as a whole was also needing a bit of propping up. We were all needing that sort of lift. And I just wanted the song to just represent that chaos, I suppose, of we're all just trying to hold on, and the world around is sort of, you know, shaking us off the dance floor.
And what a deeply personal way to kind of, you know, make it so relatable as well. I mean, who would have thought that you could do that with that, you know, that really personal stuff that you were going through, where you probably felt like you were really isolated, and no one understood, and, you know, it was doing all these things to you. And then you've been able, as a lyricist, to actually make it so relatable in a way where people don't necessarily know what you're talking about, but they kind of find themselves going along with the rhythm of the song. And that's what I found when I was listening to your track earlier today. You know, when you were getting into those lyrics towards the end and you segued into them, I found myself just tapping away to, and it just felt so relatable.
I think that's the thing I've learned about lyrics and writing music is actually, funnily, the more specific you are, the more relatable it is. And you think as the songwriter that everyone's going to know exactly what you're talking about, because, you know, you feel quite exposed, like it's a diary entry. But then you realize, you know, we all have our own battles, so to speak. And unless I'm being, you know, word for word specific on my day to day, a lot of people can apply their own troubles and their own feelings to it and don't even notice what your intention was. And that's sort of the beauty, I think, of music is you can really, it's not predictable on what someone's going to take from it. And then I think the other side of the track is this resilience of I'm not going to break. Like, this thing is happening and I'm aware of it, but I think we can all relate to the feeling of I'm really being knocked about right now, but I'm determined to make it through. I'm aware that, you know, I may not, or this thing is going on. And I think that kind of thing in music, even if people don't necessarily recognize themselves in the lyrics, in the verses, in the chorus, I think we can all relate to that feeling of like, I'm going to hold on and I'm going to fight this.
When you teamed up with Mustafa Basal on the song, did you talk to him about the meaning of the lyrics and kind of what inspired it all?
You know what? I don't think I did. I often, with remixes, like to let the person interpret it themselves. And I think it's also quite a complicated topic. It's, not everyone's always in the mood to talk about it. But I sort of let someone take it to where they want to go. And then if it's really not feeling right for me, I can sort of, you know, interject and say, oh, you know, this is a slightly darker meaning or something else. But we have been working on another track that was not a single, and that one had quite a personal meaning. And I think because with I Won't Break, I was really happy with the original, so handing it over for a remix, I can really feel like I can let someone else put their mark on it. Whereas another song we have coming, which is called Puddles, was a song that I was never fully happy with. On that one, when I sent it to him, I really went into the detail of that. And I'm sure I'll get to speak to you at some point about that one as well. Little tease for you.
Oh, tell us more.
Well, I don't know when it's going to be out yet. So we've got a couple of tracks before it. But I think when I finished the record, Disco Shady, you know, these things are such a long time in the making. And when all the sort of the dust settles and it's out in the world, there are times that you go back and you think, oh, I want one more go at that song. Or other times you think, oh, I was right about that one, and it's finding love. But Puddles is a song that is probably the most personal, and it's about a loss of someone, but it was a stranger. So it was someone I knew through, you know, the internet, and they passed away, and it was having to sort of deal with that loss when it's someone you don't know. So I wrote a song, but I just never felt that it fully communicated, you know, what I was wanting it to. And so I went to him after, as in I went to Mustafa after these remixes, and I thought, I trust you now. You know, we've worked together a few times, and we've created something that still has the essence of the original, but is just that little bit more elevated. So hopefully that will be out around mid-year.
Wow, what a diversity of topics you write about. I mean, you're not short of topics, and you don't seem to have writer's block.
I think I'm such an introvert that I'm constantly thinking. And I also, you know, as much as I love, you know, dance songs that are just about dancing or about relationships, and we all have those stories in us, I think it's nice sometimes that I like to not focus on those things, because I think, well, other people are tackling those. Why don't I try something else? And then if those things come to me more naturally, you know, if I want to write a song about a breakup or that kind of thing, you know, then I'll do it. I think it's just the last 5 or 6 years of my life, that's not been my focus. My focus has been on healing and moving through struggles. And that's, I suppose, what floats to the surface when I'm sitting down to write and, you know, singing my little notes into my phone.
This is your second collaboration with Mustafa Basal. The first one was Too Hot, a cover of Alanis Morissette's classic track.
Yeah.
What's it been like for Mustafa working with you? I mean, has the track Too Hot got any traction on clubs in Istanbul? They're a DJ over there in Turkey. Like, what was the feedback about how it was received and its traction over there?
You know what? We haven't spoken about it. It's so funny. I should do that. I think because, you know, working with someone on the other side of the world, you're dealing with time zone issues and all of that as well. So when we do get a chance to jump on at the same time, we're usually discussing the next project rather than the one that's already out. So I might have to check in with him and ask him how it's going on that side of the world. But what's really fun, and I've noticed this a lot lately, is certain songs that, you know, they might come out, they'll have a little bit of traction, and then it goes quiet a bit, and then someone somewhere finds it and it makes its way onto playlists, and all of a sudden a track that maybe was released 2 years ago is getting so much love, you know, overseas, somewhere in France or Spain, or, you know, somewhere you don't expect. So my favourite thing about putting music out now is it's sort of got a longer shelf life. In some ways it has a shorter shelf life because of people's attention spans perhaps aren't as long. However, the music's always available, so they can always come back and find it, and it sort of starts taking off somewhere else. So I wouldn't be surprised if it comes in a few different ways.
Possible Prince X, always great to chat with you on 3CR. Love the latest collab with Mustafa. I Won't Break, of course, Too Hot was amazing as well. Can't wait to hear what you come up with next. Please keep us posted.
Thank you so much. Great to talk to you again.
Great to chat as always. Take care. Cheers.
Bye.
The wonderful Possible Prince X there. 3CR.